page. That's one thing I try to do, a quick, you know, Monday recap of the weekend. And once again, I don't really have a recap this weekend except
to the call. Bless them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. We're going to
lead and lead life.
And the honor to share with everyone on the call about crabs in the barrel mentality. Are you part of the problem or the solution? We had an excellent time on the call, covered some pretty deep subjects and issues within the business community. If you were not on the call to hear that last week, feel free to go to the website, epnetonline.com. That's E-P-N-E-T-O-N-L-I-N-E. epnetonline.com. Go to the Monday Motivational call area. Click on that, and you can actually listen to the replay. It will bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. It was indeed a powerful call last week. And again, if you did not hear it, make sure that you go to the website. Say it again, Charles. What is it?
EPNETONLINE.com. EPNETONLINE.com. Sing it on the way to your laptop.
All right. Now, before we bring our guest speaker on today, I want everybody to make sure that you get your iPads out, your notebooks, your iPhones. You know, if you're like me, I'm still old school, so just take out a pad and piece of paper. But it is my honor to introduce to some and present to others one of our 2013 Legacy Awardees. She is the president and founder of TTM Ministries, and she's also the author of Reflections of Hope. She won our 2013 Legacy and Inspiration Award. She is indeed an encourager, and she is known as Miss Encourager. Here she is, none other than Lady Tanya McGuire.
Girl.
I am doing wonderful. This is what I love.
Getting over jet lag.
I'm still getting over the jet lag. But see, I love, look at that energy. This is what I was teaching about in my class. You know, that energy transfers. So now Tanya is all pumped up. She's making me more pumped up.
Hey, Charles, I'm not going to forget you.
Welcome to the call. Y'all started with the sister girl stuff, so I just stood on the side.
Well, Tanya, we are excited to hear from you today because your topic this morning is life happens.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, it does.
I am ready to take some notes. So let's jump right in. Tanya, the floor is yours.
I'm excited.
Thank you, Lady Teresa and Charles. I'm happy to be on the Epnet call this morning. To all the callers everywhere, hello and welcome. As you all know, Lady Teresa and Brother Charles are two amazing people, and if you're connected, stay connected.
Oh.
My topic today is life happens, and we all know that life happens to each and every one of us at some course in our lives. We may be old, we may be middle-aged, we may be young, but life happens. And it's not that we don't know that life is going to happen, it's how we accept it and how we take it when life does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And not just on a personal level, but even in our businesses. And when I'm talking about life happens, I'm talking about those unexpected things that pop up in our life that we wasn't expecting to happen, but they pop up. That's a life happen moment to me. And that's how I define my life happen moments. Those unrecognized circumstances, those trials, those tribulations, those things that you wasn't expecting to pop up in your business and pop up, there it is. That's a life happen moment to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm sure that we've all on the calls this morning have experienced a life happen situation where we're in life and things are going smoothly. You know, we feel like we're on the right path. We're moving. We're making progress. And then all of a sudden, something unexpected happens. And for most people, when that happens, they tend to get discouraged and back down because they wasn't expecting it to happen. But I believe that even in our life happening situations, that that's a time for us to slow down, regroup, look at the situation, and keep moving. Because the worst thing I think we can do as business owners, in ministry, even in our personal lives, is when these things happen in our lives, we give up. And we feel like we can't move forward. We feel like there's no second chance, that we can't do what we started out doing. But that is not true. Just remember that no matter what the situation is, no matter if it pop up, when you're at the highest peak in your business, the highest peak in your life, the highest peak in your ministry, and something unexpected happens, that is not the time to give up.
That's right.
Say, I'm not going to give up. I hear y'all out there. You're not going to give up. And I want to share just a few tips with you on when life does happen. Tips that you can take with you, and then scripture based that you can take with you just to remember, okay, I have this situation. It has happened. I'm not going to let it defeat me, not in my personal life, not in my business, not in my ministry, not in my finances, not in my job. I'm not going to let it defeat me. I'm going to press forward, and I'm going to do what I have been called, what I have been destined to do. And the first tip that I want to share this morning is very familiar, and it's in this scripture, and it says, forget those things which are behind you. Mm-hmm. You have to forget, even though the life situation has happened, for me, on a personal level, even though my divorce has happened, I can't stay there in the past. I have to move forward. Mm-hmm. Even if you went through bankruptcy, you can't stay there. You got to move forward. Even if you didn't get the business proposal that you wanted to get, you can't stay there. You got to move forward. And in order to move forward, you got to forget it and look ahead. I often wonder why people, it used to bother me, Teresa, when people used to say, oh, it didn't happen. God has something greater for you. And I was like, and in your mind, you think that, I'm thinking this is the greatest thing that could ever happen to me. How many of us know that if we really trust God, he really has something greater for us? If he didn't open the door, then it has to be a bigger door that he's going to open for us. And that would be tip number two, coming from Proverbs, the third chapter, the fifth verse. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. If we don't get that business proposal, if we don't get that open door, we have to trust in our heart that God really does have something better for us.
Amen.
It may not look like it at that moment. It may not feel like it at that moment. But we've got to know within our heart, within our mind, that God has something better for me. He did not allow this door to open for a reason. And I'm going to trust him enough to know that he knows the reason, and I'm going to keep moving. And not only that, tip number three, we can't lean to our own understanding. Because in our own understanding, I wrote this business proposal. I sat here, I wrote it down, all filled it out, 5-10 pages, detail for detail. I know that this was supposed to be my proposal. We lean into our own understanding. If it don't come to pass, then that's not what God destined for us. Don't mean to our understanding, because God says he knows the thoughts that he has towards us. He knows his plans that he has for us. And we got to remember that his plans are not our plans.
Mm-hmm.
And when we place our life, our business, every aspect of our life in God's hands and trust that he's going to bring it to pass, he will bring it to pass, and we will walk in the greatest season of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the last tip that I want to leave with you, in all our ways, let's just continue to acknowledge God for every aspect of our life, especially in our businesses, especially in our businesses, because you have to remember that everybody that tries to attach themselves with you are not for you.
You better
see you. They can see you moving up the ladder, and they were like, oh, I'm going to hook up with Teresa Royal Brown and Charles Brown. They're doing some great things. And the minute Teresa and Charles hit a bump in the road, those people that attached themselves to them, they can't even find them. But who's that one person that will be there with you to pick you back up and say, come on here, Teresa. Come on here, Charles. This is not the end of your story. This is not the end of ethnic. This is not how this is supposed to end. God will be there for you even in those times. So acknowledge him in all your ways, in everything that you go through, in every aspect of your life. And then allow him to direct your path. And when you allow God to direct your path, greater shall be your portion. Your ladder shall be greater than your path.
Yes.
And in closing, life happens to all of us. But it's not that the point of the fact that life happens, it's how we choose to handle life when it happens. And I encourage you today to forget those things which are behind you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Acknowledge him in all your ways and let him direct your path and watch how you take your business, your life, your ministry, your finances to the top.
Mm-hmm. You're about to have me shouting up in here, Tonya McGuire. You're about to have me shouting up in here. Charles.
I'm
I got to put the phone down because I got to do a couple two step, y'all. Woo!
I thought you said Tonya the encourager.
Oh my goodness gracious, Lord
you
Jesus!
We had
Woo.
Tonya the evangelist on the phone.
You better, you girl, you done spoke a word. You done spoke a word to my spirit this morning, Tonya. Mm-hmm. Woo! Lord have mercy. Y'all, excuse me while I take a 2 second praise break. I'm going to turn it over to Charles.
Lord,
have mercy.
It's not even about Monday morning anymore. This will take me the rest of August.
Yes.
This will take me the rest of August. I'm good. I am done. While Teresa's over there getting her two-step in. While she is literally over there getting her two-step in.
You better preach it, Tonya McGuire.
So we are not just motivated in business this morning. I think our spirits have also gotten a lift this morning.
Amen.
We've already gotten a lift.
Jet lag.
Yes, gone.
Whoa.
She even said, as I'm coming to a close, we got a benediction and everything. And as I'm taking my notes, what I'm actually hearing is, even in business, what we need to do, correct me if I'm wrong, what I heard was we need to take our hands off the situation.
Take our hands off the situation,
put it right back where it's supposed to be, right back in God's hands, because he knows the plans that he has for us. Thank you very much for that word. Sometimes we need to hear that, especially in business, because a lot of times in business we want to put our own hands on, want to do things in our own strength, and then want to try to figure out later on why it didn't work, why it didn't happen the way we thought it was going to happen.
Tonya, girl, I don't even know what to say to you right now. I was writing down my little notes. I was going to ask a couple, two, three questions. Tonya, you done spoke a word to my soul and my spirit today. I don't even think you know what you just said. Do you know what you just said?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Woo, Tonya, and I love what you said. I know you were very transparent. You just went through a divorce, and I've a lot of people don't know this, but I actually was divorced in 2004, and it can be a dark and lonely road. It can be a real dark and lonely road. But I like what you said. You cannot stay there.
Yes.
You cannot stay there. You have got to keep moving forward. Moving forward. We all have problems in our life. We all have had problems in our business. But if we stay there and wallow in it, what's going to happen, Tonya?
You won't get nothing done. You'll be staying right there wallowing by yourself. I don't do pity parties.
Exactamundo. You won't be there by yourself.
Yes.
But you've got to keep moving forward. Forget those things that are behind. Love that, Tonya. Love that. You spoke a word. I hope that everybody on this call today was really listening to what Lady Tanya just spoke out of her mouth. That was God speaking through you today, Lady
Tanya.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the Lord really speaking through you. You spoke a word there. You spoke a word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know some people on the call don't know who you are. There's a lot of people that do, but there's some folks that don't know who you are. So please, please share how people can get in contact with you. And I know you haven't mentioned your book. Tanya wrote a book. It's called Reflections of Hope. It is an amazing book. If you don't have it, you need to pick it up. It will encourage your soul and your spirit. But, Tanya, you tell people how to get in contact with you. So, you know, if anybody wants to reach out to you on Facebook or whatever. So, please, please, the floor is back to you.
Okay. You can reach me on Facebook. I am Tanya McQuire. That's TonyaMcQuire. Send me a friend request, and I'll friend you back. I do have a website. It is www.TanyaMcQuireMinistries.com.
Amen, amen, amen. Tanya, I absolutely adore you. Y'all see why I love this woman? I absolutely adore Tanya McQuire, and she came. I met her for the first time at the Bold, Brave, and Beautiful event.
Yes.
In 2011, right?
Yes.
At the Marriott in Greenbelt. And what a high time we had that day. And Tanya and I, we actually were friends before that, but Tanya and I have been thick as thieves ever since, and I absolutely adore her. And for some of y'all that don't know, Tanya is not local. Tanya is down in South Carolina, right, Tanya?
Yes.
She is down in South Carolina, and we just adore her, and we appreciate her for being on this call today and just truly encouraging and blessing our soul. And after I get off the call, I might do another two-step. I just want y'all to know. Because, Tanya, that was good word today, lady. Good word today. Thank you so much for being
on
the call.
You are welcome. Thank you.
I appreciate
it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and Charles real soon.
Okay. Absolutely.
Real soon. We're looking forward to seeing you.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, everybody, if you didn't get encouraged today with this call, I don't even know. I don't even know what to tell you, because Tanya truly encouraged us today. Amen.
Amen and amen. I told you I'm encouraged for the rest of the month.
That's good for me. So I'm good. I'm good.
I'm good to go. I'm actually looking around for a collection plate.
Exactly. We need to take a collection. Tanya, woo, that girl. Jesus. Well, real quick, I just want to let you guys know, we want to say happy birthday to President Barack Obama. We want to wish our 44th president a very happy and fun birthday, and hope he has many, many more. We have to make sure that we keep our leaders covered in prayer.
Oh, yeah.
So let's make sure that we pray for our president and also wish him a happy birthday. And also, we have a special happy birthday to one of our EPNET Legacy Awardees from 2009. She is our Legacy Female Entrepreneur of the Year from 2009. And also one of our elite members. We love her just as much as we love Tanya. And we appreciate her, and we are praying for her continued recovery as she recovers from knee surgery. None other than Lady Emmy Vickers. Happy birthday, Emmy.
Happy birthday, Emmy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Now, Charles is over there getting me to look like really Teresa, really, really, really. Y'all know I love to sing. I can't sing, but y'all know I love to sing. Happy birthday, Lady Emmy Vickers. And we hope you have many, many, many more. And also, once again, happy birthday to our president, Barack Obama. Now, let's see what we have. As some of you saw my Facebook page, I did a pre-release of my new mini-book called, drum roll please, Top Level Connections, Tips to Become a Master Networker. Yes, I had this drop in my spirit quite unexpectedly because I'm actually working on two other books. But God said, not so. You put them two books on hold and do this one real quick. So I was able to do this book in less than a month. And there are 30 Power Pack tips in this book. And I put it out on my Facebook page. If anybody would like a copy, I have a few left for my first print run. And the first 25 people will receive a free gift from me. So go to the FNET website, fnetonline.com, scroll all the way down to the products box, and you will be able to order the book there. And I released these books while we were in Vegas, and they were very well received. People really loved them. I pretty much sold out of pretty much all of them but a few. So I'm down to the last few, so don't delay. Get yours today. But I am going to be doing another print run and also a book signing on it as well. So stay tuned. So I'm excited about that. God is good. And I just love that he keeps dropping these awesome ideas in my spirit. And finally, as Charles mentioned earlier, the FNET Legacy Awards dinner is coming soon. We will be really pushing that over the next couple months. We've kind of given everybody a little bit of a break because of the holidays, summer vacations, but we will be ramping that up, and we'll be pushing that out soon. So make sure you get your early bird tickets by the end of August. It's on our website. Click on Legacy Awards Dinner to get your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We will also be announcing our final awardees in the next couple weeks and spotlighting all of our previous awardees for this year that we've mentioned earlier. So be on the lookout. And one last thing, we have a special announcement. That's why people who stay to the end of the call, y'all get to know all the fun stuff because y'all listening. But we have a special announcement, something that we're going to be unveiling this week. I'm hoping to unveil it by Thursday. So be on the lookout. Make sure that you are watching your inboxes, as well as watching my Facebook page, as well as the FNET Facebook page. We have a special thing that's coming out. Finally, it's a little late. We've been trying to get it done for the last couple of months, but it's finally almost complete, and we will be announcing that this week. So keep your eyes open. And again, we keep pushing people to our website because, as many of you know, we have redone the website. It looks fabulous. Please make sure that you are going out and checking out our website. We have a new feature on our website. It's called our Member in the Spotlight. And this week, our Member in the Spotlight is Natisha Brownlee. If you recall, Natisha was one of our guests on the call a couple weeks ago, and she was teaching us how to be able to relax while we are on vacation, or make sure that we take vacations to relax while we are business owners. So Natisha Brownlee is our elite featured member of the week. So make sure that you go to fnetonline.com so you can check out all the latest happenings and take a peek at that new feature. Once again, we thank you. I know we keep saying it and saying it and saying it, but we thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us on this important call today. And this call truly blessed my soul. I hope it blessed yours. Y'all see me over here shouting. We are passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line, one relationship at a time. And remember, please, to put those tips that Lady Tanya McGuire shared with us today, because we know that life happens, but we cannot stay there. You have to make sure that you move forward and forget those things that are behind and keep looking forward to the things that are ahead. Awesome call today. Thank you so much, Lady Tanya. We appreciate you so much. And again, we appreciate each and every one of you. Have an awesome week.
Have a blessed week, everyone.
Take care.